What does Rashi say the hefsek is? The bracha. Rashi says the hefsek is haksicha tzarech bracha lo mifsika. He always attaches the bracha on the motzi. Okay? That's Rashi's approach on this. Okay, let's see Tysus inside. Usher, go ahead. Ave Melech. Let's see the Tysus inside. Ave Melech, Hule, Tzarech, Levara. Tysus, I think we're going to be dying, and we're Machavin Bikyar, Tysus has a different approach. Go ahead. Ave Melech, Hule. He says, Beferish, Nishu, Hesachadas. If you talk between the Tefillin Yatzal and Shirosh, you need a new bracha. Ilav. Unless it's connected with the Suda. Underline that 100 times. That's against Rashi. Again, we want to be medayik with Suda. Rashi is Sarf Bracha. I'll tell you, so underline that 100 times. Shaykh Lesuda, Kamo what? Tool?
Tool Barth.
Right. Unless it's a matter of Shkita, Kamo. Are there any more Vames in Tarnal and the Shech? Toshiomer? Excellent. Hold it well so it won't slip. Right. That's not Afsukka. So I want to claim in Bikur Yoritz from Machavitu and Simon Lam involved, there's a Machalish Rashi Taisis here. What are we dealing with? What is the nature of this hefsek? Is the hefsek not considered to be a hefsek because it's tzarech bracha like Rashi? Or is it an issue of tzarech tzuda like Tysus? Go ahead. Va'anu?
Va'anu ein anu ragil navi al shulchan, lo melech velo lafsan.
We don't bring salt or relish or guacamole dip or avocado dip in shum. Because our pas is what? It's chashuv. What's besamach mean?
Close by.
That's what it says very soon. Leistin sarf b'shash, which means what? That you don't have to what?
There's no need to.
Right. Rav Rava Bar Shmuel said b'shem Rav Chiya that you're not allowed to cut it till salt and liftin is brought in front of you. And the Gemara quotes a story that what? Rav Bar Shmuel visited Reish Galusa. They brought him out bread and he cut it right immediately. So they asked him, "Were you chosabal from Redin?" He says, "This bread's special." Yeah? So you see Beferish that our bread doesn't need it. Then Tysus backs out of it. Go ahead. Miu. He was very medactic from Sul, right? Can you show what? The Jews are sitting there at the table waiting for each other until everyone washes their hands. Right, they can't talk, so they can't do mitzvahs. You could think in Torah, though. Go ahead. The Satan prosecutes them and says, "Look at the Jews." He says to Hashem, "Not doing mitzvahs, but the salt's on the table. They're going to do that." Yes. Okay. So I want to be medayik from Rashi Tosis. You got this down? That the issue is it tzarech bracha or is it tzarech what suda? You got that? Okay. Let's highlight that even further. We got a lot to see. I want you guys to get it down. Every nekuda. This other show. If you look in the gears of the Rif has tul kruch. Tul kruch. Yes. So the Madana Yontif in Simon Chav Beis, Osei, on the bottom of the Rif, says that korcha means to cut, break the pas with something else, meaning they used to have it with salt or liftin. And the Bach in Orach Chaim, Simon Kuf Zayin, Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Ches, Tumasko Kosov says, karuch means krucha rifta. Meaning, you're giving a guy to eat. Basically, what we want to suggest is the following. According to the Gersh of Kruch, yes? It's not associated with the bracha. It's associated with the Tzorach Suda. Okay? As long as the Tzorach Achil and Tzorach Suda, it's not a Hefsek. That seems to be the Rambam sheet as well. Did you guys see the Rambam? What does the Rambam say? I'm quoting him verbatim. Perek Alpha of Ches. Kol Abrachas Kula Lo Yafsik Ben Abracha O Ben Adavr Shav Barach Lo Ben Varim Acherim. There it is. Im Hifsik Sarak Lachzu O Barach Shnia. Im Hifsik Ben Dvarim Shehem Im Inyan Dvarim Shem Abarachin Alav. What does that imply? Sarak Yisuda stuff. Even though he says the word bracha, it doesn't mean the bracha of the bread. It means the bracha of what? The stuff you're going to eat in the Suda.
Okay, so
Seems like he's saying that it's Latzorach Suda. That's what the Rambam seems to say. That even if the Hesed is not Latzorach Hamotzi, he says any bracha, Mevarchin Alav. Lo Yavsik bin Abracha bin Adarish Mevarchin Alav Dvarim Achim. Right? Yavsik bin Dvarim Shehain Minyan Dvarim Shemevarchin Alav, right? What is Mevarchin? That literally you say Abracha. Anything that you eat throughout the meal. He doesn't mean literally things that you have to say a bracha. Because if you're saying a motzi meal, you don't say a bracha, right? On most of the things you eat. But theoretically, you would say a bracha if it wasn't a bread meal. So if you talk about those things in the Suda, so we're putting together the Ram and the Rith, they fit the gears of what? Two kruch. Yes? That's the two gears in the Gemara, says the Rosh Yosef. What's your gears going to be if you say it for tzarach hamotzi? No, but what's your gears going to be? Tul barach. You got that? Get that down. We want to be totally these two approaches, the two gerses. Okay. Next thing. Next Nakuda. You with me? Sam? Why does it just more a little bit? Why does it have to repeat the words? Tul barach. Please get it.
I think it's say that
it's
lavdafka.
Well, let's see. The Teresh Rosh and the Pashuk can say not like you. They say it's bedafka. Because four words are considered a hefsek. Get it down. The Ateris Rosh and the Pasa Shulchan say four words. The Gemara says Tul Baruch. Only four words is considered a hefsek. It's not Tzarek Suda. Because four words are the same words of Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe Amori, which is Tokadei Dibor. And the Gemara mentions the four words to tell me that if you speak four words, they're not Tzarek Suda, that's not a hefsek.
That's why
you got me?
That's why it says twice.
Yeah, he says, even in a place where it's not Dark Yasuda, four words is a hefsek. Right? I made a mistake. Four words are in the hefsek. Four words, if they're not Tzarek Hasuda, are a hefsek. But if they are Tzarek Hasuda, then they're not a hefsek. Okay? But if they're four words and not, you're done. Because that's four words of Shom Aleichem Rebbe Amori, that's a big enough time that makes you have to Tokhani Dibri, and you're in trouble. And therefore, that's why it chose it. So I'm very proud of everyone. Usher, very good kash. You see that they're holding it was bedafka, not lavdafka. Okay? Yes, okay. And the Pasa Shulchan proves from here that if you're mafsik with less than four words, let's say you're talking about the ball game. Is that a hefsik? No. If it's three words, it's not a hefsik, even if it has nothing to do with the Suda. And that's against the Tu Ashur. The Tu Ashur writes in your day, Sim and Yutesif, can you give me that one word is a hefsek. Sam, you got me? Even if it's not the Tzarek Suda. And the Mishabura Paskins like this, please get it down. Mishabura is in Sim and Kuf Samach Zayin Sifkot Lamed Vav, and in Sim and Reish Vav Sifkot Yud Beis. Two places in the Mishabura he says, even one word is considered to be a hefsek and it has nothing to do with the Suda. So you have a machloikis between the Pasa Shulchan against the Tu Ashur and the Mishabura. Yes, Usher.
Tosfos, when he's discussing the obligation of Shkita, he seems to directly say against what the Ateris Rosh says.
No, so you tell me why. That's Sarek Suda.
Quoting the Shkita.
That's Sarek Suda, though, those examples.
Shkita has no Suda.
It means Sarek of the Mitzvah. It's the same thing. That's the example. It's the Sarek of the Suda.
Maybe. I don't see how you say that.
It's a similar Svar. It's not considered to be the ball game. It's considered to be part of the Mitzvah. So how do you get rid of this raya? The Birkas Rosh is dof of the raya of the Pasuk Shulchan. Why did the Gemara choose four words? Because without this, you would have said four words are what?
Not hefsek.
Four words are considered to be what? Even if they're Sarkei Suda, they would be hefsek. That's why the Gemara chose four words to teach me that even if it's Kedei Dibor, it has to be what? Tzarek Suda. But if it's not Tzarek Suda, even one word is a hefsek. Nurse, don't give me the business, Lamaisa, that chose. You know why I chose four words? Because those four words have to be what Tzarek Suda too. You would have thought, oh, it's such a minimal type of pause, it doesn't have to be Tzarek Suda. That's not true. That's mamish wrong. And that's what the Mishabura holds, Halacha Lamaisa, as I said. And there's no raya. Maybe you chose four words to tell me that those four words are Kedibor. And even if they're Tzarekei Suda, they'd be hefsek. You must be with less than four words in order for not to be a hefsek, even if Tzarekei Suda.
Why can't we learn
both? No, it's just, the Pasa Shulchan wanted to bring a raya. What was the Pasa Shulchan's raya? That no matter what, what's it then?
It's not a hefsek.
It's never a hefsek with less than four. You follow me?
Yeah.
It's never a lesson four. Pasa Shulchan says that's not true. He says, Fakir, it's teaching me that what? That four is going to be a problem if it's what? Not Tzarchei Suda.
Can we learn that it has to be Tzarchei Suda and lesson four words?
That's the question. That's the machlokas, Shmuel. The Pasa Shulchan says anything less than four is fine. The Birkas Rosh says no. That's not true.
I say both. I'm saying
you can't say both. They're arguing each other. The first sheet that says less than four, no matter what, is fine, even if not Tzarchei Suda. The second sheet that says less than four is also a problem, less than Tzarchei Suda. And that was Gufa was it teaching us that the four words have to be Tzarchei Suda. He said completely the opposite. You follow me? Second sheet is completely the opposite. Please get it down. Okay. That leads us to the following. Sam, you got this? Now, what's another reason why it said Ptul Baruch twice? So the Beis HaLevi wants to say the following. Let's get it. The Beis HaLevi wants to say, the great-grandfather Rav Zatzal says, I'll tell you why it says Ptul Baruch twice. And it says Gvul Turi twice. You know why? What happens if you do Shtikin? What's Shtikin? You're quiet. The amount of time of four words to talk between Hamotzi and eating. Is that a Hefsik? So he says, no, it's not a hefsek. As long as it's less than what? The Gemara is saying in Chiddush that if you're mafsik b'shtika arba, it's not a hefsek. Because you're mafsik b'shtia, the shir of arba tevos, it's considered to be what? If it would be a hefsek, so why does the Gemara say if you talk l'tzorach bracha, arba tevos is not a hefsek? Even if you were mafsik b'shtika, it would be a what? It would be a hefsek, right? Yeah? So it's muchach that if you're mafsik b'shtika shir arba tevos, it's not considered to be a hefsek. Please get it.
How would you say
that? Let me say again. The Beis HaLevi's mechadish, Sam, that if you're quiet the amount of time of four what?
Four.
Of four words, it's not considered to be a hefsek. That's why it repeats it twice, to tell me the chiddush. If your shtika b'shir arba, it's not a hefsek. Because if it would be a hefsek, I'll tell you, why would sach l'tzorach bracha of Arba Tevis not be a hefsek? If Shtik is a hefsek, shouldn't that be? The fact that what? The fact that he's talking about the Suda or the Prus is not a hefsek, then Shtik of what? Shtik of Arba cannot be a what? Cannot be a hefsek. Correct? You understand the Raya? Let's say the Raya one more time. The Chiddush is your Masav Shtik Arba Tevis is not a hefsek. Because if it would be a hefsek, then why are we talking about the Tzarek Suda one? Why would it not be? You're saying talking about the Tzorach Suda is not a hefsek and Shtika is? That's nuts. So it must be that talking about the Tzorach Suda four words is not a hefsek, so too Shtika is not a hefsek either. And this Lamaisa, says the Beis HaLevi, is exactly the Chiddush of the Shibul HaLeket. The Shibul HaLeket writes, what's the amount of time of Shtika between the Bracha and the Tehillim? What does he say? He says the Shir is, he says different. He says, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Mori. He says four words. If you're shosik more than four words, what's the din? You have to say a new bracha, b'shtika. Get it down. The Shibbol HaLeket is a rishon, Sam. Shibbol HaLeket is the rishon. The Magen Avraham says, I beg to differ to three words. It's Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi. Not four words, it's three words. So the Magen Avraham quotes, if you look at the Beis Yosef, Kuf Men, Siv Gimel, he quotes Avudrom. What does Avudrom say? The Avudrom argues on the Shibbol HaLeket. He says that Shtik is not a hefsek. Shtik is not a hefsek. So it's a machloikis and rishonim in the Shibbol HaLeket and the Avudrom whether Shtik is a hefsek or not. And the Beis HaLevi says, if the shir is three words, I'll bring you a riot to the Avudrom that Shtik is not a hefsek. Because if it would be a hefsek, why is talking four words in Tzorach Suda not a hefsek? Is it any worse than Shtika of Shir of Arba Tevis? And what the Shibbol HaLeket writes, that Hefsik B'Shtika is a Hefsik, that's because the Shir is Kedei Yishei Tamas L'Rav is four words. So up to four words is not considered to be what? Is not L'Tzorach Achil is not a Hefsik. But if you talk more than four words, even if it's Tzorach Suda, it's a Hefsik, it's no worse than being Mafsik B'Shtika. So we got this? So get this presentation down. Being mafsik b'shtika, is it a hefsek or not? According to Shibbol HaLeket, it is. According to Avudrom, it is not. And the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Vav, Sifkan Yud Beis, and the Sharatzi, and Sifkan Yud Gimel says, B'dievet, if you're Mashiach B'shtika, you don't have to go back and say a bracha. Safek brachos, lahakel. So the presentation is that it is a machlaikis, and the Shibboleth HaLeket says the shtika is the shear of four tevis, up to four tevis, this is not a hefsik, more than four tevis, lamaisa, four and more, is, even if the Tzorach Suda is a hefsik, it's no garer than shtika, which is a hefsik too. So we got this? So that's why the Gemara mentions twice. Twice it says what? Two times. Shekov v'shtepem osa darva eno hefsik. Okay? The machleik is between the Shibboleth HaLeket Lamaisa and Avodorim is hefsik or not Lamaisa. He proves Lamaisa that the Gemara is being mechadish, if you're mafsik b'shtikit, it's not a hefsik. Because if it would be a hefsik, then why would be talking Letzarek Bracha not a hefsik and shtikit would be? That doesn't make any sense. Since talking is not a hefsik, shtikit can't be a hefsik either. So the presentation is that it's a machleik is between who? The Shibboleth HaLeket and Avodorim. You got this? Does anybody argue on this? Yes, Rabbi Kiveger on the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Chumash Prach Shoishan, says there is no machlekes Shibboleth HaLeket Avodorim. The Avodorim is talking about during Kriyas HaTorah when the Baal Korah is mafsik a little bit. Yes, let's say the guy makes an aliyah, the guy says the bracha, and then the Baal Korah, I don't know, can't find the place. Is that considered a hefsik? No, that's what the Avodorim was talking about. What was the Shibboleth HaLeket talking about? That shtika was Letzarek Lekriya, to find the place. Every reason it's not a hefsik. What's the Shibboleth HaLeket talking about? When the hefsik's not Letzarek. Yeah, when you stop, just, I don't know, you like to pause. You know, there's certain guys that pause. Certain people pause in their conversations all the time. Sometimes it can be upsetting, right? They're always their pausers. So let's say a guy pauses, stop for the sake of pausing. You follow me, Sam? So that's what that was the case of the Shibboleth HaLeket. So the Rabbi Kiveger wants to say to him in Prak Shosh, there is no machlekes. The Avodorim was talking about the shtika was Letzarek Leleini. That's when it's not a. That's when shtika is not a hefsik. But the Avodorim, I'm sorry, the Shibboleth HaLeket is talking about a case where a guy pauses, the shame pauses. So that's not why it's not a machlekes.
Does that really matter
though? Sure, it makes no maisa. Is shtika hefsik? Is shtika hefsik? Okay. Yeah, if he's pausing, he pauses that amount of time, there could be a problem. But the push-up shot is Bipaskin, I said Lakulu. Okay, let's continue now. Sam, you with me? Let's get it. We got a lot to do. You with me? Let's go. Tosfos says, what's the issue at hand? Hesek Hadas. Sorchei Tzudah. What does the Miri say? Dear Maskel Kevin, I gave you the Miri. What does the Miri say, guys? A guy blows 9 hours at nine, let's say 9 to 6. Every hour in Rosh Hashanah, he blows a different tekiah. Are you Yotze?
Yes.
Why are you Yotze? Even though you talk presumably in the middle, what's the answer? You started it, yes. You can't tell me the guy didn't talk the whole day. What's the famous phrase he says? Lo nin the Torah, lo malach hasharis. Torah wasn't given to angels, it was given to human beings. So for sure the guy talked. Okay? Sam, you getting this down? And nevertheless, it says you don't have to go back and say the bracha. So exactly what Kiva said, because you started the mitzvah. As long as you don't talk between the bracha and the beginning of the mitzvah, that's fine. Everything latches back to that, and the bracha was chal on the beginning of the mitzvah. Even though the mitzvah took 6 hours, and you talked in the middle, doesn't make a difference. You don't need a new bracha. But if you would talk between the bracha and the first shofar, then what? Then you would need a new bracha. Correct. Excellent. Then you would need a new bracha, halach l'maisa. Okay? Then you would need a new bracha. Now what about what do you think the difference of that in the tefillin is? Why do you have to talk? If you talk in the tefillin, what's the answer? Because the tefillin are two separate mitzvahs. This is all one mitzvah, the shofar. You follow me? It's all one mitzvah, so there's a big difference.
You can think of it as it's all one mitzvah. In order to complete that one mitzvah, you have to...
No, the shofar is all one mitzvah, so there was not a problem. The yad and rosh are completely different. You talk in the middle, it's a problem. Okay, based on this, Tosfos extended this to shechita. Let's get this. What did I mean that Tosfos extends this to shechita? Tosfos says by shechita, it's also the talk between the bracha and the shechita. Didn't he say that? Did you read it very nicely, Usher. Didn't he say it's also the talk between the bracha and the shechita?
As long as it's, but if it's for something that's sarach shechita,
it says v'chein b'shechita sarach l'achsel levarach. When is that? That's when you talk between the bracha and the first shechita. What if you talk in the middle of the shechitas? Is that okay?
Yeah.
give me more chickens. Are there more chickens? Or hold them good. Is that a hafsaka? No. Comes along the Imre Noam. If you talk between the bracha and the shechita,
for the purpose of the shechita, it's fine.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's in the middle of the shechita. That's what I'm bringing out to you. No, it's not. Okay, this is what the Poshup Shad and Taisis is not that way. It is usher to be mafsik b'dibor. If you're mafsik l'maisa, you talk about the shechita, it's not a problem. So let's get this. Comes along the Imre Noam, says Pshat and Taisis, and I want you to get this. The Imre Noam says, like you, Usher, even after you started Shechita. Yes?
No, I'm saying
before. And the Imre Noam says that it's Mashman Taisis, even after you started the Shechita, if you're Mashman within the Shechitas, you have to go back and say Abrach on the second Shechita. Even though the first one, completely the opposite of what you're saying, even though the first Shechita was Chal on the Bracha, because Taisis says, oh, he asks for more chicken. It seems like you've already shechted. It's mashma that if you're mafsik between the two shechitas, the davar that's not sarach shechita, it's considered to be a hefsik. Okay?
You make one bracha for all of them, or you make one bracha for
them? You make one bracha for all of them if you know you're going to do it in mine. So this is what I want you to get. Okay? We're going to get with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch and Simon Yates in order to quote two shechitas. Do you have to say a new bracha? Or do we say you don't have to say a new bracha? If you talk in the middle. If you talk in the middle, do you have to say a new bracha or not? Okay? Now, if you tell me that you have to say a new bracha, it's not like the Teisha Tkiyas. Why not? Why not? Because you don't have to shecht another one. Yes? You finished one mitzvah by doing what? One shechit on an animal. Masha'in Tiyash Shofar, you have to finish, so you combine them together. So if you speak in the middle, it's not a hefsek. You follow me? Again, according to what? What did you say? This the first approach is that even after you've started the shecht, the Imre Noam wants to say you need to say a new bracha. Okay? That's what he wants to say, because Taisus writes, do you have to shecht again?
This seems to be saying that it's not, you didn't even do one shechit yet.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you is that the case is Lamaisa. No, it seems from Taisus that you've already shechted the first one. Why do you say that?
No,
it says Bein Shechita L'Shechita.
Where does it say that?
What do you mean, where does it say that?
Where does it say Ben
Shechita L'Shechita? He says, Chein
B'Shechita.
That's what I thought he meant. This is what the Imre Noam wants to say. Okay, we'll get to it. You're saying good. But the Imre Noam, I hear you. But the Imre Noam wants to say that it's in the middle of the Shechita, and if it's only you're talking about Inani Shechita, fine. But if you're talking about the ball game in the middle, do you need a new bracha or not? One, what'd you say? I don't think it's 100% clear.
Because
look what he says.
He's bringing that up in the comparison to, the case, to our case of Kiddush, of Suda. You didn't.
Let me ask you a question. He says, Kamoa owed Yosef Behemoth to Tarnas Lishkot. Doesn't that imply you've done one already?
No, you just say, give me more. So that's
any more besides
no. That's mashma that you've done it already. No? Okay. All right, I hear you. But this is what the Imre Noam says. You've already what? Shechted one. And if you start talking about the ball game in the middle, do you have to say a new bracha? 2 days in what? 2 days in your day in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Yud Tesefei. It's Mashrim Taisis that what? You'd have to say a new bracha. Now you guys are saying good. I hear you. Comes along the Bir Mordechai in Osnun and says like you guys. The fact that Taisis presents this, you with me? With the case of Avei Melech Vaalei Liftun, what does that show? That what are we talking about? Exactly like you said, Sam. Because it's symmetrical with that, it's talking about between the bracha and the eating, yes? It's talking about the bracha before you do the shechita. Same thing like Usher saying. So what's the din? What's the din, Lamaisa? What's the halacha? So he wants to say a tremendous thing. It's considered tzarach bracha. If you know b'shasa bracha, you have more to shecht. So your das is on the other behemoths. So if you start talking, please get this, between the bracha and the first shechita, and you ask someone, are there more behemoths? Is that considered to be a problem? No, because you had das when you shechted, it's going to go on the other behemoths. But if you didn't know b'shas bracha, yes? If you didn't know b'shas bracha, you'd have to say new brachas like it says if they brought you new food after you finished. So if they brought him behemoths while they're alive, you know, then he wouldn't have to go back and say a new bracha. Says the Magen Avraham that if you have the min in front of you, you don't need to say a new bracha.
Could you say it's problematic though? Because that means he didn't have those specific animals.
Right, but what I'm saying to you is, but halacha, we paskin like the Rosh, that he says you're masim to shchita l'shchita. And it's not a hefsek. But between bracha and shchita, it's a hefsek. So the two ways to learn it. You guys want to say, let's get the two ways to learn it. Is when he quotes shchita, are you talking between the bracha and the first shchita where you start schmoozing? According to Rabbi Noam, that's what we're what? That, according to Rabbi Noam, we're talking about between the what? Between the actual shchitas. You shechted the first. According to Bir Mordechai, we're talking about between the what? Between the bracha and the first shchita. And if you have das, upon what? If you have das between what? If you have das on the other behemoth, it's fine. As long as you're talking about inyan shchita. But if you don't have das, and you, if you don't have das, what's going to happen? Sam? If you don't have das on the other animals, are you going to have to say a new bracha? Yes. Excellent, Shmuel. Get it down. So, la halacha, how do we paskin? Well, how do we paskin la halacha? If you're mafsik between the bracha and the shchita, you're done. No matter what. Even if it's letzarach what? Even if it's letzarach the shchita. But if you what? If you talk in the middle of the shchitas, then it's fine. You got that? Now, I grant you guys. You guys are saying good. The fact that it's presented in it's to be symmetrical, you would have said what? Sam, what would you have said? That it shouldn't be a hefsek. Because we're talking about, you say a motzi before you actually ate the bread. No. The fact that it's presented next to what? A motzi and eating the bread. Don't you think it'd be the same situation by the shkita like you said? But that's what we don't assume like that. We don't assume like that. And now, when you're reading the Tosos, I didn't read the Tosos like you guys. You think it's exactly got to be the same. What is v'chein v'shkita? I thought it meant in the middle of the shkitas. You think v'chein is exactly... I hear you. Okay? You guys, I hear what you're saying. You're saying, good, get it down.
There's another...
Yeah, go ahead.
It also says, says if there's more, it also adds on, to hold it better, which implies that you have not done it yet.
Why can't you say something about the second animal? The second animal's a little bigger, so hold it better.
The first one's more.
Okay, I hear you. I think you hear what Usher's saying? He's bringing a riot to what you're saying. Hold it, his master, he hasn't shechted it yet. Why can't he be talking about the second animal?
I don't think so.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think you can read it in two ways. I hear what you're saying. But la halacha, what do we say? La halacha, what do we say? When is it a hefsek? I'm saying la halacha, guys, shchita, we don't hold like you guys. Hold like me. That if you talk between the bracha and the shchita, you're done. You got to say a new bracha. If you talk in the middle of the shchita, then you're okay. So I'm saying la halacha, it's like me, not like you.
Between the bracha and the shchita?
And the first shchita. You're done, no matter what you talk about. Yeah. According to you guys, no, if it's Tzarek, you said it's not a problem. Between Amotzi and eating the bread, you're talking.
Yes.
So that's okay if it's Tzarek, right? So I'm saying when he quotes Shechita, which case is he talking about? Between the Brach and the first Shechita or in the middle of the Shechitas? So you guys are saying it's more symmetrical and Epshad, and I hear you. But La Halacha, we don't hold like you. La Halacha, we hold like I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying? It's a very, very good way to read the Tosis, okay? Now, let me ask you a question. If you hold in your day, Levisa, there's two sheetahs. You talk in the middle, do you need a bracha? And Yeshomrim, Yeshomrim. So the Yeshomrim that says we don't need a bracha, if you talk about sheetah in the middle, you don't need a bracha, how's that different than tefillin? You guys tell me. Because tefillin is two separate what? Mitzvahs. What about sheetah? Don't you say it's all one mitzvah? No, but each shchit is a separate mitzvah. But nevertheless, it's all one mitzvah that you're fulfilling two times. I like that feeling. It's shchit being repeated and repeated. Therefore, the talking in the middle doesn't bother me. Yad and Rosh are completely different mitzvahs. Yes, that's the story. Get it down. Because it's the same mitzvah being repeated. So that's why it's chal every time. But that's why you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of the shchitas. Please get that chiluk down. What did you say?
Regarding sukkahs, you have to make the mitzvah of lishay b'sukkah.
All right, we'll get to that. We'll get to that, please. We need to. We'll get to it. Okay, we got a lot to see. Okay, next to Kudu.
The chiluk is that you're making two separate mitzvahs versus making the same mitzvah.
Yeah, Yad and Rosh are two separate mitzvahs. So therefore, if you talk in the middle, you're finished. Shchit is the same mitzvah, but you're repeating it twice, so it creates a continuum. So therefore, my hefsek in the middle is not a big deal. That's the chiluk you want to say. It's the same mitzvah being repeated, so there's more of a continuum. Whereas two separate mitzvahs are not linked. If you talk in the middle, you're in trouble.
Okay, so then if by tefillin, they're two separate mitzvahs, then why according to Rabbeinu Tam is there only one bracha?
What'd you say?
Why according to Rashi is there only one bracha?
Okay, we all like a ben atam. We're assuming like a ben atam. La loch. We paskin like a ben atam. With Baruch Shem is an out. That's a pshat. Okay? Very, very good. That's what we pass on a bit of time. Okay. Next Nakuda. Let's get to it. Please get it. Sam, you with me?
Yeah.
Beis Yosef says, in Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Vav and Zayin, Hashem the Rokeach. There's a lot of different Rishonim we're saying. That the Rishonim, first we had Avudrom, Shabbal Elek, and now we have the Rokeach. Got me? What happens if a guy talks about the ball game between the bracha and achilu? What do? You have to say a new bracha, correct? That's talking about the mavarak. What happens to the guys around the table who are listening to my amotzi, and they what? After I eat the bread, you guys start what? You guys start what? After I eat the bread, you guys start talking about the ball game. Do you need to say a new bracha?
No.
He says no. Why not? Because you're yotzi with my amotzi with my eating. Who says this? The rokeach. Please get this down. The Rokeach says this. No, comes along to Beis Yosef, and he argues on this. And he says, forget about it. He says, I don't care whether I eat the bread at Senamotzi. You guys talk about the ball game before you eat your own bread, you got to say a new bracha on your own. Because we say, one guy's motzi kulumi din shomea kona. What does shomea kona mean? As if you said your own amotzi. So if you guys start talking, Lamaisa, before you ate the bread, it's like you talk between your own amotzi and what? And you're eating the bread. And that's why it's a problem. No, you weren't. That's the answer. Shomea Kona is. We treat it as if you actually said the bracha.
It's Shomea Kona, that means I'm...
No, but it's like you said the hamotzi. And if you said the hamotzi, Lamaisa, I didn't eat yet. You yourselves didn't eat yet. I ate. If you're mafsi between the amein and the eating, it's a problem, he says. You have to go back and say a bracha. No, two baruch is take it. Like the Shlach said. The Shlach said yesterday that what? That according to Rav, two baruch is you say to your friend. That's a chiddush. Even though it's not regarding you, take the bread. It's not a hefsek. When you said mix up the for the oxen, that's the Rav's din. You're not allowed to eat before the behemoth. You follow me? What about halave liftin? That's a hefsek, according to Rav. Remember that middle sheet? That was the Shlach's chiddush. The Shlach said two baruch is a bigger chiddush than what? Gvul morsel. Remember that? It's an ingenious way to read the Gemara. Okay, so what's the machlokes between again the Rokeach and the Beis Yosef? If the guys around the table eat before, I'm talking about the ball game, before they actually eat the bread. What does the Rokeach say? No problem, they're Yotze, like you said, through my amotzi and eating. According to the Beis Yosef, Shomei Kone, we treat it as if you guys said the bracha, you cannot talk till you actually eat the what? Eat the bread. Comes along the Bach, and he says, what does Rashi hold like? Does Rashi hold it like the Rokeach or the Beis Yosef? What do you guys say? You tell me.
Rashi holds like...
Rashi says what?
Beis Yosef.
What did Rashi say?
That
the issue is what? Tzarech Bracha or Tzarech Suda?
Tzarech Bracha.
Exactly. So it comes out, Lamaisa, he holds that after the Botzeah tastes from the bread, no problem. Shuv Eno Hefzik, as long as it's... Eno Tzarech HaSuda. The guys around the table didn't eat yet. What's the din? That's not a hefsek. Even if they start schmoozing about the ball game. The ikar according to Rashi is what? Bracha, bracha, bracha. And the Botzeah took care of that by not talking. So he wants him to die that Rashi holds like the Rokeach. How does the Ramal Paskin? Kuf Samech Zayin Sivov. Believe it or not, guess who he Paskin's like? We don't guess in turn. The Ramal Paskin like the Rokeach. Wow. Ramal passes like the Rokeach and says, if you guys start schmoozing about the ball game before you eat the bread, even though I said bracha namotzi, it was after I ate, no problem. You don't have to say a new bracha. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah of Sifka and Mem Gimli, says, forget about it. All the Gedol HaChronim agree with the Beis Yosef against the Rokeach, done. Done. And therefore what? You have to say a new amotzi because you guys talked. Amazing. So the Bir Halacha der Dirmask Alva says, who's the Makor of the Ramah? The Rokeach, and also the Or Zarua. It's not just the Rokeach, it's also the Or Zarua. What does the Or Zarua say at the beginning of his piece? He says, if I have kavana to taste from the prusa, and I don't taste, then the bracha goes up in smoke, and you guys aren't yotzen. But once I taste from my piece of bread, the mesubim taste their own piece of bread, and they don't taste from my bread, you're yotzen. Since the mevarach tasted from my piece of bread, I'm yotzen. What happens if you start talking before you eat from your own breads? Yes? He says you got to say a new bracha. And then he says, so you see how the Bir Halacha rereads the Rokeach? One second. What is the Rokeach saying? How do you reread the Rokeach? That we're talking about what situation? Where you had in mind, Lomaisa, Kavanah the Mavarach, Sarach Litom, Davkin, Prusa Motzi. Yes? That if you don't taste the Prusa Motzi, it's the Bracha's bottle, and therefore you're not Yotze. But once I taste the Prusa Motzi, the Mesubim taste each one. Meaning, Sam, you know what the Rokeach meant? You guys have rolls around your plates, around the table. You guys have your own personal rolls. Yes? I say hamotzi, I eat my roll. Then you guys eat your own roll, but using my hamotzi. That's where he said once what? Once I eat my roll, what? Then you guys are fine. Even if what? Even if you talked. But in a situation where what? But in a situation where what? Where they talk before what? Himsachu lifnei shetamu mikikram. Yes? If you talk lamaisa, if you talk tamu kolecha mikikaro, right, there yotzi yidei chovas bracha. Lo mipusam motzi, yotzi yidei chovas bracha. Yes? You got what I'm saying? Again, Shmuel, let's get it. If every guy is depending on my role, you guys don't have your own roles around the table. If you're depending on my role, and I said a motzi, and I ate, and then you guys start schmoozing about the ball game after before I divvy out the pieces, you're okay. But if you're eating from your own rolls, yes, and you're using my bracha of a motzi, and you start schmoozing before you eat, then you're in trouble. Then you need a new bracha. That's what the rokeach meant, and that's what the Bir Halacha says. Maybe that's what the rokeach meant, like Or Zarua. Okay. So that's very fascinating. So I'm going to say this whole thing again. Do we say, the Pashup Shad is, we have a machlokes between the Beis Yosef against Rashi and the Rokeach, is if I eat, say I'm about to eat my bread, and you guys are okay, you can start schmoozing before you eat your own bread. And the Beis Yosef says, no, that's wrong, you need a new bracha. Comes along, and the Ramah passes like the Rokeach, and the Mishabru passes like who? The Beis Yosef. Comes along, the Bir Halacha says, I think maybe we can reread the Rokeach, and read the Rokeach like there is a rule. And that say that the Rokeach and the Or Zarua were talking about the following case, where you guys are relying on my role. So if you're lying, if I say I'm motzi and eat my bread, then you guys are done. You can choose from the day tomorrow about the ball game. But if you have your own roles and you're not going to eat from mine, and you start talking before what? Before you eat, you guys are done, you're finished. And maybe that's what he was referring to. Now I have to tell you, if you look in the Ritva, in Hilchos Brachos, in Pirkei Gimel Yud Ches, he writes Mefurish. If I'm being motzi you, yes? If I'm being motzi you, I don't care if you have your own rolls or you're eating from my roll, I don't care. Once I eat and you start schmoozing, it's fine. Because we're mitzarf lekulam, and when I eat, we treat as if you guys what? Ate. So you can talk to your days with your heart's desire after I ate. You follow me? So they don't, that's what the Ritva quotes, the Feir Shalach Lomais, that it's okay. Alright, that's the shtickle about this concept of the other guys. Okay? Yes, Kiva.
I have two questions.
Go ahead.
Is your chaos opinion lechachil, or is it b'di'evet?
It's all b'di'evet. Yeah, no one should talk. Okay. No one should talk. We're going to get to your nakuda, though.
And
about Havel Liften, about the Mavarach saying. Go ahead.
And also, Lev and Mishnah, is that a problem when it comes to Beis Yosef? Because you have to make, if they have to make their own brachas, they're no longer making bracha on Lev and Mishnah.
As long as I have Lechem Mishnah, it's fine. You're Yotze through my Lechem Mishnah. You got me?
Yeah.
That's a good kasha that you guys are asking. You're asking, if you have your own roles, you have only one in front of you, how are you guys Yotze Lechem Mishnah? Because since you're yotze with my bracha mamotzi and my amotzi was on lecha mishnah, we assume that that's good. You got that? Kiva, you got it? Okay. Biker now, listen to this. Comes out, and this is what Kiva was talking about. Are we talking about an argamara bread that is ruya, that doesn't need salt and liftin, or are we talking about bread that needs it? In the top of the Gemara, what type of bread are we talking about? So what do you think Rashi says? What does Rashi say? What does Rashi seem to say? That if the bread was ruya to eat without salt, right? But it makes it better. No, it makes it better. The salt makes it better. It's chashivas abracha. That's what Rashi seems to say. Rashi seems to say it's not that melech and liftin are letzor of bracha. Even though you could eat it, but it makes it more chashiv of bracha with the salt and the guacamole dip. You know what I mean? Makes it more chashiv. Yeah. God willing, you guys will come to Shabbos. You see the liftin. You'll see the liftin. My wife makes delicious guacamole dip. You'll see the liftin. We have to remember to say liftin. I don't know if I'm going to say it, but at least after we eat, we'll say this is liftin. Okay.
Very excited.
What you so? Okay. So listen to this. So the Rashi says this stuff could have been eaten, but you needed to better. Comes along the Ra'ah, get it down, and the Shidib Gubetz says, the Ra'ah and Dimaska, I'm a rabbi, and the Shidib Gubetz ain't, they say, forget about it. This bread is not ruya for anything. If you don't have salt or lifting, you're done. You couldn't even eat it. Like the Gemara says later on, you're not allowed to cut the bread till it's brought to the table. Yes? So I want you to get this. The Machlik is Rashi against the Ra'ah and the Shidib Gubetz. What type of bread are we dealing with? What type of bread are we dealing with? It's Masrim the Rav Nishim Nubetz that if you could eat this bread without it, then you shouldn't what? You shouldn't say it. You shouldn't say bring it over. Because you could eat the bread anyway. Yes, Shmuel.
Is that not the point of the Reish Galusa story?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what the Rav Nishim Nubetz is saying. The fact that the two Gemaras are put together, he says so that shows that the first Gemara also is talking about the what? You couldn't eat the bread without the stuff. Rashi says they're two different Gemaras.
But
that's Tais on his own, Lamai. Tais said on his own, Lamai. But then the Zman Gemara, you needed it. The question is what? It seems like the times of Gemara, it was possible, Akiva. During the 1200s, when Tais lived, all the breads didn't need it. But there were breads in times where it needed, and some didn't. So what's our Gemara talking about? So it's a Machleis Rashi against the Shinu Gebetz in the Ra'ah.
Is it also
Ra'ah and the Shinu Gebetz? Yes, you say? We'll see what we do, Allah Lamais. Excellent. Okay. Now, is this a Chiv Lamais? So let's get it. Okay, I want you to get this. Is this Lechachiv or is it B'diyevet? This is what you guys were asking. Yes?
Yes.
Is this Lechachiv or is it B'diyevet? There's Lechachiv, should you say, Have Liftim? Have Melech? Gvul Turi? Someone didn't learn this before. I think you're nuts. Gvul Turi? What's Gvul Turi? Don't you know the Gemara Brachos have men? Two boruch, right? All these things we know from the Gemara, yes? So the Sefer Eshkol quotes the Bahag, and he says the following, Lechachilu, you should not use this heter. Only be the evidence if you did, it's fine. Ain't Sarach Lachsam Baruch. And that's what the Kolbo says too. The Sefer Eshkol, B'shem the Bahag, and it's against, did you guys see that Mordechai in Reish Mem Zion? Remez Kuflam, what did Mordechai say? He says, even Lechachila, it's mutter to do these things. Letzor HaSud. So that's very, very interesting. Is this Lechachila or B'diyevet? It's a machlokes. I think the minig is to, and I'm going to show you this right now. I brought in the Sefer, first time brought in this year. Peres Payton brought in Shir, and my office. The Vilna Gaon in Kuf Samach Zion on Siv Vav says, the Lashon is B'diyevet. What does Ein Sarach mean? What is it? It's like B'diyevet. You don't have to say the bracha, but it's like a B'diyevet thing that happened. He wants to say that this is a rye that Lechachilu should not do these things. The Gaon holds like who? Say for Eshkol B'Shem the Bahag. Okay? That's what he wants to tie in. That's what he wants to tie in Allah HaMaisa. Very, very interesting. Okay? I never admit it. This is what the Gaon says on the Shulchan Aruch. Amazing. So, Akiva, you asked me this? It's a very important shayla halach l'maisa, but that's what he wanted to tie in halach l'maisa. Okay. Yeah, you shouldn't make sounds l'maisa. You really shouldn't. People start humming and things like that. It's the push-up shot. You shouldn't. Okay.
Just straight up ask and make sounds.
Yeah, you shouldn't. This is bidyavid l'maisa. I don't say bring the salt. A lot of times, salt we forget to put on the table. So I motion to one of my daughters to go get it. Right? I don't say have a milk. No, I don't say have a milk. Okay.
But you can do that.
Yeah. That you can do. Okay. Now let's get to the following, guys. Okay? Let's go. It's been a little bit late. I want to get to this mahalach now. Please get it. We got a lot to do still. Now, is this a real din about not eating before your behemoth? Who has a pet? I don't, Baruch Hashem. Do you have pets?
Nate does.
Nate has a dog?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have pets? Okay. Baruch Hashem, because Shiloh's a lot of mice. Okay. Nah, come on. You're saying that as a joke, okay? Now, is this a real din or not? Okay. It says that it's usher to eat before you give Michael to your behemoth. Yes? What is the Rambam saying? Get it down, please. Perek Tesa Lachachas Ochas Avadim. What does he say? That the pious Jews, Chassidim Rishonim, used to do what? They used to give food to their Eved and to their behemoth before they ate themselves. What do you see from this? Get it down, Sam. The Rambam holds Zemidis Chassidis. Excellent. If this whole din is Zemidis Chassidis. Who agrees with this Rambam?
How does he explain the pasuk?
Okay, good. The Bir Halacha writes, and that from the Divya Eshkol, the Bahag and the Kobo, that it's not an Issa D'oraisa. This is just a lechachila. You should not be masking between the brach and the tima, even the gul turim. Listen to me. If it would be an Issa D'oraisa, they would say you have to be masking. You follow me? This is what the Bir Halacha says. If this was a real chiv, an Issa D'oraisa to eat before, then you would have to be chiv to be masking. All it says is that what? Is that lechachila shouldn't be masking. Listen to me. If this was an Issa D'oraisa, you'd have to be mechuyev to be masking. To get the food ready. You understand what I'm saying? Never, it says, it never says you have to be mafsik with it to take care of the oxen. But, so please get that.
But the pasuk still has limitations.
Yes, so you have to interpret the Gemara. Gemara doesn't mean it literally. That's what Sam was asking. You can't take the Gemara literally, and you have to say the Gemara was just giving musr, but didn't mean it. I couldn't hear you.
Is that a thing that Gemara does?
No, usually not. But this is what you have to say. Otherwise, the Rambam and the Eshkol and the Bahag are against the Gemara.
Maybe the Rambam wasn't saying
it's
just
Chassidus
to give to your behemoth.
He said both, if you look closely. He said, Makdimi Michael Avadim Ubehemtum. He said it Beferish. He said it Beferish, Lamaisa.
Well.
Okay? You know what? I'll give you an answer to that. I'll give you an answer to this kasha. There's another Gemara that argues on this. Where's the Gemara in Shas? Get it down. Ksubas Samach Aleph Amar Aleph. You know what it says in Ksubas Samach Aleph? It says there were two pious Jews. One was makdim to give what? To give from his food to his servant before he ate himself. And one was not makdim. Eliyahu HaNavi only talked to the first guy, not the second guy. Then the Gemara says in Gittin, we learned, what did it say? Gittin Samach Beis Asal Litom Lefnei Mach Behemtov. So the Nishmasadim asks on the Rambam, it's a Gemara. It's Mashma, it's a Gemara. The Rambam says it's only Minik Chathias. He asks your Kasha. You're Mechadim in the Nishmasadim. So you know what he answers? He said the Rambam's gears was Lo Yochel Lefaneha. He was not gears the word Isser.
Changed the
yeah, he was not gears the word Isser. It says Lo Yochel. And the Makor Chaim, the Chavis Yor, and Shimon Bey, says, and the Gemara says, Asher means Lamidis Chasidis. And if you look at Ibn Ozel, what it says, why did the Rambam quote the Gemara, the Pasuk? He quotes a different pasuk in Tillin. Where is that pasuk in Tillin? Kufchav Gimel pasuk Beis. You're asking me. Ke'enei avadim al yadav danayim. Why does he quote a different pasuk? Must be the Rambam had a completely different girsa. And when the word usher meant midas chasidus, and he wasn't called as a real isser. You got that? Okay. Fine. That's how you get out of it. Does anyone hold it's an issur d'oraisa? Yes. The Tshuvas Maharam Rutenberg. Simon Shin Beis. He writes, it's an Issur D'oraisa against the Rambam on the other extreme. It says only Minis Chassidus. He says it's an Issur D'oraisa. No doubt. It's Mamish and Issur D'oraisa. And therefore, if you're Mafsik, Dinamacha, Amotzi, Lachila, it's not a Hefsik at all, he says. He says an Issur D'oraisa. I don't know why the Gemara didn't say Chayiv, though. Why didn't the Gemara say Chayiv? That's what the Bir Halacha seems to say. That Lamaisa, it must not be Min HaTorah. Because if you hold that it's a chiyuv drasha gemura, the Magen Avraham says it's simrei shayinaf, you have to stop. You're chayav lahatsik. You can't go ahead and eat the bread.
So the patient with that would be that you have to be less than half a second between your
Yes, you could say take care of it because you cannot eat. It's an issur d'oraisa. Correct. I'm just saying that Gemara should have said you have to be masik. Gemara didn't say that. The Magen Rambam said you have to be masik. It just is eino tsara. You don't have to say a new bracha. I think, Sam, what you're going to say is that the Gemara wasn't dealing with that topic. I mean, the Gemara maybe should have pointed out that you're mechuyev l'ba'afsik. All the Gemara talks about is if you talk, do you need a new bracha or not? You know what I mean? The Gemara didn't go out of its way and say you're mechuyev to. This is the Chiddush.
If it was only Aminas Chassidus, according to the Rambam, then why does he pull like Rav Sheshi as the Aino Tzara Kavar?
What'd you say?
If it was only Aminas Chassidus.
It is only Aminas Chassidus.
According to the Rambam.
Right.
Why does he say Aino Tzara Kavar?
That's why maybe L'Chachilu, you shouldn't do it. Rambam just says B'dievet if you did it. The Rambam's Lashon was Mashma that it was B'dievet. Remember you said? According to Rambam, the whole thing seems to be Mashma that it was B'dievet. Remember the Ram's Lashon? Ram's Lashon is that, you know, Dvarma with the Beis Yosef, it seems to be that, you know, it seems holding this B'dievet, L'mais. It's not the Chachim. Okay? B'dievet, you did it in Chassidus. Maybe you shouldn't have done it. If you'd have asked me, I would have said, don't say it.
Then why in the Torah of the Word?
Because it's still in Chassidus. It's not considered to be out of the realm. It is Sarach Sud. Okay. Now, who's the third Shita? Get it down. I'm saying that the Rambam held Lamaisa. It's not like you're talking about the ball game. It's a Minas Chassidus. So B'dievi, you don't have to do it.
Especially since the Rambam holds that Bracha B'tolat Midoraisa is there.
I understand that. That's okay. That might be why he's open to even allow Minas Chassidus. Not to what? Not to create a new Bracha. Fakir. That makes sense. Right? Why necessitate a new Bracha? You're risking a Bracha B'tolat. So something that makes sense, even a Minas Chassidus is enough. Now who's the middle Shita? Rav Moshe, in the Dibros Moshe. Rav Moshe, what the Dibros Moshe, Chuvas Halacha Maaseh, and Dibros Moshe on Shas. Yes, Rav Moshe, with the Dibros Moshe. You know, Dibros Moshe on Lomdus. That was his meat and potatoes, he always said. Dibros Moshe worked as a side thing. That's what Rav Moshe always said. He said, the Lomdus is the Iker.
When was Rav Moshe? When was he Nifter?
He was Nifter in 85. I was at his Leviathan. Yes, it was kind of Sester. In Eretz Yisrael, my first year after high school.
Was
in Eretz Yisrael? Yeah.
Was there a
pad? Yeah, we got there 4 hours early. I was in the, we were in the yeshiva, the balcony, in Eitz Chaim. But I didn't tell you this. I would say, I was on Tainus Esther. I would say for about a minute, my feet did not touch the ground because they were running the Aron, you know, to Harmonuchos. Literally, my feet were not on the ground. There was so many people.
What?
At least for 30 seconds, I would say. Literally, there were so many people. Yes.
Yeah, Refines the Wild was there also. Refines the Wild was the same thing.
Okay. So the Shaila was that there was a Machlisin Rav Shach Tzatzal and Rav Shlomo Zalman Tzatzal. You know, because they do Levi Yerushalayim at night. The Machlokes was should they do Rav Moshe at night? They thought it'd be Tzakaras and Foshas. I forgot who said what. So. Because there's so many people, they couldn't throw no lights. It was at night. Yeah. So they had a machlokes about it. They say over from David Feinstein, that's how, that when Ramosh, there was a mechanical problem in Ramosh's plane. So it was on the runway, in the Aron. So they were pilpling where they can fix it. If Tendler, that's how, said that if it would have been a long delay, they would have just buried him here. They were already preparing. But somehow they got it fixed. And he got there, and the Levi was during the day. So Rav David Feinstein just say, it was a machlis of Shach, Tzatzal, Rishon Lezal, I went to have the Levi, and Rav Moshe Paskin. That's a nice way of saying it, Rav Moshe Paskin. Because he got there, the plane got off in time, and they got there during the day. It's a nice thing, no? Rav
Moshe was
buried
in Beit
Shemesh. No, Harmonuchos. Buried in Harmonuchos. Okay. Rav Moshe, Dibros Moshe, please get it. Gittin. Simon Yud Anabes makes a chiluk. This comes up with our Gemara. Our Gemara says Lashon Achila. Yes. What does it say in Gittin? Te'ima. Ramosh says to eat before the babe, and that's an issur d'oraisa. Te'ima is only a what? Only a midas chassidus. Okay. Let's take this step further now. Yes. Eating is before the behemoth is an issur d'oraisa. Te'ima is only a drabona. Te'ima, tasting. No, not eating a full meal. Team, remember the Gemara Gittin said Tima, Asa Litom, our Gemara says Asa Shiochah. Okay, now what's the reason why we have to do this? Why must we feed a behemoth for ourselves? So the Beis David writes, Because Meichel Behema doesn't need Hachana. You can whip it together real quick, and just give it to the animal. Whereas Suda Sodom needs a long time to prepare. So if the animal's going to have to wait an hour until you prepare your meal. Get it down. These are the Svaras. Why? The animal might have to wait a long hour. You understand what I'm saying? That's number one reason. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Suda Zayin, gives a different reason. He says, Sar Ba'al Lechaim. It's to acquire Rachmanis. For a behemoth, we need to give his food first. What about for a wild animal? A non-domesticated deer? What about a chaya? Shmuel, you getting this down? A chaya, his food is found in the fields. Do you have to give a deer? No, because I'm not in charge of it. He has no tsar. A deer can get his food, gets his food on his own. But a domesticated animal, like a dog, depending on me. Tsar ba'alei chayim. Should he have a machmanis? So what are the two reasons why we do this? No, number one is what? Number one is it takes a long time to prepare human beings' food. Animal does it. So do the animal one quick. We're not the animal away. Number two is the issue of Tzar Balchan to acquire Rachmanis. Okay. Now I want to focus on the Girsu. Let's get this, guys. I want to focus on the Girsu. The Girsu is Asul Adam Shiyochol Kodim LeBehema. In Gittin it says Asul Adam Shiyitom. Yes? From our Gemara, Kivitz Mashal, only a full meal is Asul. Yes? But tasting something before the Behema would be okay. And in Gittin, what's the implication? That even tasting is Asur, yes? So if you look in the Girsu, the Rif and the Rosh over there in Gittin, actually, I'm sorry, the Rosh is in Brachas. The Rosh is in Brachas. No. In the Rosh in Brachas says, Asul Litom. He actually replaces our Gemara and says instead of Asur Shiyochol, he puts in Litom, the Rosh. Look up the Rosh, Perik Vav Siman Chav Beis, right here in Brachas. He changes our Girsa so it's in accordance with the Gemara Gittin. Yes? The Rif and the Rosh. Yes? You got that? The Rif and the Rosh. So I want you to get this. It comes out. If you look in the Taz, the Taz says in Orachayim Siman Kuf Sam Azayin Sivka and Zayin, he proves that the Gemara Brachas doesn't say Asa Litom. What does it say in Shabbos Daf Testament Aleph? It says, Asur Litom Kodesh Yisfala. Eating a whole Suda before a Behem is Asur, but tasting a little bit is Mutter. Why is that? Because what does it say in the Pasuk? Nasati Yis B'Sanach L'Betecha Hadar Achalta V'Savata. That means a whole meal. Eating a whole meal is Asur before a Behem. That'll lead you to what? Satiation. But Tima Ba'alma is Mutter. And therefore, the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Balatanya Paskin, that there's no issue to taste something before a behemoth. You got that? They Paskin Usher. The Eliyahu Rabbah and the Balatanya Paskin, there's no issue to taste before the behemoth. The Nar Shalom Nishmas Adam say, the two Girsas, I can fix it. I want you to get it. Only Achila's Usher. Only Achila's Usher. Te'ima, that's not a Suda, is Mutter like in our Sugya. But if you're going to eat a what? A whole meal. It's usher even to taste. Meaning a little bit of a taste that's going to lead to a whole meal. That's the Gemara in Gittin, that it's usher to taste. But if you're going to eat only a little bit of taste, then that's it. You know, like sometimes you try the ice cream. They let you try the ice cream and you don't eat the ice cream. That's okay before a behemoth. But if you're tasting in order to, it's going to, eventually going to eat a whole meal, then that's usher even to te'ima. That's the way the Nar Shalom and Nishmas Adam want to answer. Now, Rav Moshe, though, in the Dibbush Moshe, Sam, is Miyasa the two Girsas. Listen to this. The Yisra Achila in our Sugya is Diraisa. Yes? In Gittin, it's a what? In Gittin, it's a Midas Chasidus to Asher, even what? Te'ima. Excellent. Sam, did you get what I just said from Rav Moshe? Mm-hmm. How did Rav Moshe say it? The Yisra Achila is what? Diraisa. Te'ima is a Midas Chasidus. And those are the two Gemaras. The Gemara by us is talking about Achila Mamish. And in Gittin, it's Tima and Midas Chasidus. Okay. Let's continue now. Shmuel, are you with me? What about drinking before the Behema? What about drinking? The Magen Avraham quotes the Sefer HaChasidim in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Aleph that he says regarding drinking, what's the din? The Magen Avraham is in the Sefer HaChasidim. The guy be drinking, you can drink before a Behema. He gives two proofs. Rivka gave Eliezer to drink before the camels. Another raya. Bamidbar Perachov Pasaches, Parshas Chukas. Hashem said to Moshe, Vishkita Esaeda Vizbeirim. Feed the Jews water and feed their cattle. The people first! Two proofs from Chumash that drinking was what? Mutter. Yes? Two proofs from Chumash, the Magen Rav Hashem and Sefer Chassidim Hashem. So what is the svara why drinking should be before okay? Why should drinking be before the behemoth? Why do you think that that's okay? You guys with me? I'll give you five svaras. Not just four, but five. Number one, the Yad Ephraim. Eating, yes? Why do we have rain from Shemayim? The Medrash says the Schus of Behemoth, because they need it. They need the Matar, Shemayim, to bring out the Tfu and the food. So the Geshem comes with Schus of Behemoth. So it's only right that we feed them food before us. But water, we don't find it's because of the Schus of the Behemoth. Yes?
What's the Mashnah?
That's the Medrash says. The Medrash says, Davka Achila Shesarich LaMatar Shamayim. In other words, you can only have produce. It was because of rain that comes from Shemayim. So the only reason why we have that is because of the behemoths. The Geshem comes because of the behemoths. So it's only right when you eat the produce, you feed them first before us. But when it comes to water, water is al adama. That's not because of the behemoths. I don't have to give the behemoth a drink before me. Number one, you got it? Number two, first one is said by the Yad Ephraim. Number two, the Mole HaOmer. Mole HaOmer. Hamalei Omer. He says in Parshas Chayesara that people drink not so much liquids. Behemoths, they drink and drink. No, it's a big tircha to feed animals drink. So therefore, what do? Let the man go first. Less tircha before the animals. Whereas achila, what happens when it's food? Human beings need all this preparation for the food. They cook, they can take an hour or two. When it comes to behemoth, what happens, Sam? Comes real quick, the food, man. They'll eat anything, right? So therefore, what? When it comes to food, you got to put the animals before the people. Number three, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim Zatzal, Rabbi Yonason Sachs, Shlita's, the great Gaon, great-grandfather. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank says, which is more tsar, thirst or hunger? You tell me. Sam, you getting this down? Thirst is much worse than hunger. And therefore, you can take care of yourself and drinks before the behemoth. Number four, says Har Tzvi. When you start eating, what happens? It goes on and on and on. The meal could take an hour, 2 hours. Don't start eating before a behemoth. You might never get to feeding the behemoth. Drinking takes you a second. We're not cautious. Oh, let's go ahead and drink apple juice for 6 hours together. That never happened. That never happens. Let's drink apple juice together for 5 hours. Come on, that doesn't happen. You drink and you're done. Feed the animal. And then number five, Sam said he did it last night. Okay, you did? You're just being funny. Number five, what is number five? I took it seriously. Number five, what's number five? What's five? A person is different than a behemoth. We are on a higher level than what? We at least should be. We speak, behemoths don't speak. That's Rabbeinu Yoel and Gideon Yoda Gosis is. Someone's imminently about to die. Rabbeinu Yoel says he has to lose his ability to speak too. Ha'yipach bap avruach chayim, what does Targum Mitzvah say? Koch Adiba, Ruch Ma'ala. So Adam is Nivdol mi Behemoth. And Adam's on a higher what? Adam's on a higher Behemoth. Targum Unklus on the Pasuk of Bereishis. Hashem blew breath into a man, says the ability to speak. Okay? So he says that when it comes to Achila, what do we eat? Can you see the differentiation between man and animals when it comes to food? Yes or not?
Yes.
Yes or no? Sam, yes. Do you see the difference between man and animals when it comes to food?
Yes.
Man eat delicacies, behemoth just eat grass. So the Torah says you better give the grass to the behemoth first. However, when it comes to drink, is there any difference? No. It's not nicker that we're what? We're different than behemoths. We drink the same liquids. We don't fancy it up. So therefore what? You can accentuate man being higher than behemoth when it comes to drinks. And you can drink before a behemoth. You follow me? You can drink before a behemoth. Fine. So this all approach says you can drink before a behemoth. Does anyone argue? And say it's usher to eat and also drink before a behemoth. Does anybody argue? Yes. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh argues. Let's get it. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says like this. Parshas Bereishis and in Bamidbar. And the Ksav Sofer say, amazing. that just like it's usher to eat before a behema, it's usher to drink. How do you get out of the riot from Rivka? What was talking about that?
She was giving
him,
she was like feeding
him. There was thirst, Eliezer. And Bnei Yisrael were thirsty for water. They were b'sakana. They were both sakana, so obviously you treat a human being over an animal. Special exception. The Ksav Sofer says, B'shem the Ksav Sofer, get out of the riot from Rivka. Because why? Who were the Gemalim? Who owned the camels? Rivka didn't own them. So if you don't own them, you don't have to give your own animal. You don't have to give other animals before you. Eliezer, the camels were his. He drank before, and then he fed the camels. Why? Because Eliezer was not never a cone of the Mayim. She poured the water down his throat. Only when you're cone of the Mayim, you have to feed your own babies first. If you didn't own the Mayim, you could drink first. She poured him down her throat, down his throat. And therefore, there was no chiv to give to drink before the camels. And that's the answer for Parshas Chukas. Moshe, did Klal Yisrael own the water yet? No, he poured it down their throats. Hashem told Moshe, Klal Yisrael wasn't soaking the water, so give them the drink first. The water was Moshe's. He fed them from his own. That's why it's no riot. And in the parish, Ayin Eliyahu to Nain Yankov, he has the Girsa Asalo Lam Shiitom. What does Shiitom mean? Not just taste, but even drink. He says Shiitom can include drinking. And he's dope with the riot from Rivka Nashkos Eidah. Because the reason why they gave the Adam before the Behemoth there is because why? You know what paspasalo means? You have bread in your basket. If you have bread in your basket, you know you're going to get water. You have to feed the Behemoth before you. But here they didn't have any water. Eliezer didn't have any water of his own. Kaisol didn't have it. They didn't know what to do. So then you got to feed the human beings first. But if you have paspasalo, then no, my son. An animal doesn't have that. An animal doesn't have feelings like that. So by Rivka, they didn't know if they would have water. They didn't have paspasalim, and also by Klal Yisrael. But by a behemoth, he doesn't have that feeling. In general, it's usher for you to drink before your what? For your behemoth. Amazing chiddush. Okay. Now let's take this even a step further. What about a pig or a rhinoceros? You're not allowed to raise pigs, so pig's a bad example. But what about a behemoth tomato? Is it us to what? Is it us to drink lamaisa before a behemoth Torah and a behemoth Tmeya? Yes. The Magen Avraham says the camels. Camels were a behemoth Tmeya. So he wants to tie in that if you have to drink, feed your behemoth drink before Shtiyas Adam, it applies to what? A non-kosher one as well. And the riots from the Magen Avraham that she didn't mock them the behemoth before the maisa of Rivka and then the Gemala. Yes? A gomel's behemoth tmeya, so you don't have to be makdim. The Magen Avraham said, if you hold it smutter, there's no difference between a what? A kosher animal and a non-kosher animal. Ein tzarech lahakdim a behemoth b'shtiyah. You don't have to be makdim a behemoth b'shtiyah. And that's even what? The same din is by a kosher animal, halacha l'maisa. But if you hold the sheet, then you have to put the drink first, it applies to both. What do we find by Shabbos? Are you allowed, is your behemoth allowed to do malach for you on Shabbos? No, even if it's a non-kosher animal. Baba Kama, Dafman, Dalam, Beis. There's no difference between a kosher animal and a non-kosher. Same thing here. If you hold that, it's also to drink before. I don't care if it's a kosher or non-kosher. You got to feed him first.
Baba Kama,
what? Baba Kama, Dalam, Beis. It's got to be Shabbos. There's no difference between a kosher animal and a non-kosher animal. So we assume the same thing here. Okay. Now what about eating the behemoth eating before a Sudas Mitzvah? Let's say you have a Shabbos meal. Does this apply in a Shabbos meal too? Usher, do you have to feed your animals before a Shabbos meal? The Ksav Sofer says, I'm not sure. Maybe you always have to do it. Maybe you don't have to do it. Only during the week you have to give to your animal first.
Well, why wouldn't you on Shabbos?
So it's a mitzvah. Eating Shabbos meals is a mitzvah.
During
the week it's not a mitzvah. You just have to take care of yourself. But I mean, come on. So the Teshev Shabbos in Tiferes Yisrael say, if there's a fire in someone's house, you're allowed to extinguish it, how much? And save them how much food?
3 meals.
Muzzle of Sholosh Yisrael, Behemto. What does Behemto mean? That even on Shabbos, it's us to eat a Shabbos meal before you feed your animal. Even as soon as Smitson is a chiv to give your behemah first. Okay. This leads us to the following. Let's get it. This leads us to the following. The Chiddush Yom Al Diskin Al Torah asks from a pasuk in Brachos, I think it's in Noach, actually. Ready? Breishis Vav. Yeah, Perek Vav, I think it's Noach. V'ata kach lecha mikol machal she'yelecha v'asafta yelecha v'hayel lecha v'lehem l'achla. What does it say by the table? Sam, what does it say? V'asafta yelecha v'hayel lecha v'lehem l'achla. You have food for you and for the behemoths. You're mentioned first. What's going on with that? Why is Adam before a behemoth? Don't you have to give Achilles Behemoth before Achilles Adam? It's a great kasha. What's the answer? Up until the Mabul, were you allowed to eat meat?
Yes.
No. No! From the creation of the world till the Mabul, you're not allowed to eat meat. So we had no kinyan in the animals. When we have a kinyan in the animals, then you got to feed them first before you eat. But before the Mabul, there was no what? There was no head to eat. So we don't have no responsibility to them. Only when you have a kinyan aguf, then you have to feed them first. I had no kinyan aguf. Beautiful answer, no?
Rabbi,
yes.
Cain and Hevel were shepherds. We clearly had it. I think it seems to me that.
They didn't own them. They didn't own them.
Shepherds are something you don't own.
They didn't own them. No. They didn't own them.
They enjoyed taking care of them.
It's a good kasha. Usher.
Hashem owns everything.
It's a good kasha. Okay, now get to this. There's another pasuk that's difficult. Please get it. The part is Yosef quotes Vayikra Chafei, pasuk Vav and Zayin. What does it say by Shemitah here? What's the kusha the hate of life? What does it say first? Achilas Adam Lebehema. No? It says, what's going on? What's the answer? So he quotes the Teretz of Dimri Emes. Everything in trees is hefker. So you don't own it. So if you don't own it, you're no chiv to what? Give your own food to the baby. You don't own the food. What's the second answer of Dimri Emes? Because perishvis are only ruuyin leichilas adam if there any perishvis has kedusha. So machleis ram the rabban with the mitzvah perishvis. It's also to feed it to a behemoth. You're only allowed to feed it after it got ruined. That's what the pasuk says in Mishpat. Shvis tishvaten and tashtov. Each of them talk kaiyas asadim. Achilas adam is first. What was left over from the ruined stuff you give to your behemoth. So there's an iser. There's a special din by shvis. You have to feed yourself first before the baby because there's kedusha in any fruits of shvis. You got it? That's why there's a heter by shvis. So we took care of the pasuk in Noach. Mabo took care of the pasuk in shvis. Okay. This leads us to the following. Okay, let's get it. And then we'll have to finish up, and we've got to invite you tomorrow. We've got a lot to do. Let's get it. Why is it that Rav needs to say Gvul Turi? Who says Gvul Turi? Guys, who's the one who said Gvul Turi? Who's the one who said Gvul Turi? Rav said Tul Baruch. Rabbi Yochanan said Viu Melech. Rav Sheish is the one who said what? Gvul Turi. Is that correct?
Yes.
But why did he say Gvul Turi is okay? Because of Rav's din. So if Rav holds to that din, wouldn't you think that what? Right. If Rav says that between the bracha and team of Gvul Turi, you have to go back and say the bracha?
That's what that was the Shmuel.
Oh, if you change it to Shmuel, it's a great kasha. Great terrors. But if you don't you have a problem? You understand this kasha? The Madani Yonath has the kasha. Shmuel, you got it? If Rav says Tul Baruch is not a hefsek, implying that all the other things are, yes?
Yes.
But why is Gvul Turi, according to Rav Sheish, not a hefsek? Because of Rav's deed.
It's a kosher game, okay?
Yes, so but it seems from the Gemara the only thing Rav thought was acceptable is Tul Baruch. Everything else is not. I understand, but if you're the one who says it's us to eat before, why is that not enough of a hefsek? Why is that not enough of a reason to say it's okay? You understand
Rav,
what we're asking?
Rav says
Tul Baruch is not considered to be a problem.
From that everything else is a problem.
Correct, but he's the one who caused the din about Gvul Turi.
So
you can either change the girsa, like the Maradon Rif says. Rif changed the Ravino Amar Shmuel. Fine, you can say that, like Sam, your Machavitu. But what's another way to say it? So, the Madaniyantiv says, I want you to get this. I thought you guys would say this. Even though Rav said it's usher to eat before what? To eat before your animals. Is that called Tzarek Suda? Maybe that's not called Tzarek Suda. Maybe that's not called Tzarek Suda, just like Ave Melech HaLiftin is not. You understand what I just said? That's what the Chofetz Hashem writes as well. It's a beautiful pshat. No? It's got to be Tzarek Suda. Maybe that's not Tzarek Suda. What was the Shlach's answer? What was the Shlach's answer? Shmuel, did you get this? It's not. You got this? I'm going to say it again. It's not hard. If you don't understand, you got to ask me. What did Rav say in the top line? It's not a hefsek. What does that apply? That the other two and three are hefseks, no? How can the third thing be a hefsek when it's predicated based on Rav's other din that you can't eat before? Either you change the gears to the Shmuel, that Rav wasn't the one who said it, such as eat before the baby. Shmuel said it. Or you say what? Or you say that you're right, you're not going to eat before the baby. That doesn't allow you to talk between what? Hamotzi and that. That's not Tzarek Suda. Maybe he doesn't call that Tzarek Suda.
Because Rav Sheshit can still hold that it's not a hefsek, going basically
off. Right, Rav? Rav Sheshit? You're right. Rav Sheshit holds that, but not Rav.
Okay.
You're right. Okay, good. You got that? That's the second answer. What's the third answer? What did Shlach say? What did Shlach say? You said it already. What did Shlach say? That Tul Baruch is not a hefsek, and Gvul Turei is also not a hefsek. And that to him was a dumb repulsion because of his din. It was a chiddush to say Tul Baruch because Gvul Gursei is talking about yourself. It's also for you to eat before you bed. So for sure that's not a hefsek. But Tul Baruch talking to another guy, you're trying to help another guy, and that's still not a hefsek. That's a bigger chiddush. But the middle one is a hefsek. Have melech aleilifte. You got that? That's a genius way. So we have three answers to answer that kasha. Okay? Now the last nakuda is the following, okay? What about a leshi basuka? Then tomorrow we have to finish up. I think I'm going to print out that Beis Yosef for you. I'll print it out. You know, we'll go over it, the Chiddush. Okay, but I want you, if we have to finish the Mishnah too. When you say leshi basuka, what do we say first? The Miri says. It was in that Miri I gave you, came here. You say Amotzi, and then you say what? Leish Basuka. Why is that not a Hefsek? The Tzarek what? Chila. But what did the Miri quote? Did you guys see that? Some say Leishiv and then Amotzi. And he said, he complimented them. He said it's a Dover Noya. But he said they never saw Abosenu or Abosenu ever do that. So there are, he says there, he saw Yesh Noagim, but never saw anyone ever do it, to say first Leishiv, then Amotzi.
Yeah, is it not a Hefsek between the Leishiv and the...
No, because you're in the Sukkah. But he said they never saw anyone do it. Okay. We'll close with the kasha, and that is, why does the Rama pass like Rav Sheshit? Usually we should pass like Rav Yochanan. Why does he pass like Rav Sheshit here that Gvul Turi is not a Hefsek? Usually we pass like who? Usually Allah Rav Yochanan. Rav Rav Yochanan, Allah Rav Yochanan. We always go like Rav Yochanan. So that we'll begin with Shir tomorrow. We have a lot to do. I'm proud of you guys. Chaz are over, okay? Chaz are over. Keep it up.